Oh, no, no. No,
no, it's just Nancy and Amy.
Where's Nancy?
Nancy's.
Hi, Amy.
Nancy's faceless for now. Oh, there she is.
Oh, then there's a little.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Here and there. Omwa meba, dromeba.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah. Nance, can you see me?
No.
Where are you?
You have to be in the middle.
Wait, I'm coming.
In there with her.
Hey.
Sally's coming to say hello.
Hi, Sally.
I just got here. Good to see you.
Oh, good.
You all look very happy.
Oh, yeah.
I guess the weekend of teachings will do that.
Yeah, that's right. We're on the subject of suffering, too.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't quite understand. I'm joking.
I shouldn't do something.
Yeah, I think we could just start in. So, feeling is a very important, mental process. I guess we can translate that. There's many different mental processes, and feeling is sort of singled out when we talk about the five aggregates. We talk about the aggregate of feeling. The other aggregates, as you know, are form, feeling, and discrimination. And so then discrimination is another one that's singled out. And then the other mental processes are sort of lumped together in something called compositional factors. So then when we talk about feeling, why did we single it out? It's because for the sake of feelings, we are accumulating a lot of karma, good feelings, bad feelings, and so forth. We're feelings of pain, feelings of happiness. We're accumulating karma for the sake of those. And then when we talk about the feeling of suffering, we say that's an actual feeling. That's something that's actually there because once the cause is there, it doesn't change. Okay, it doesn't. It's not like the feeling of happiness in this sense that the feeling of happiness is really just a change from the feeling of suffering. We insist or exaggerate, I think maybe exaggerate that as being happiness. We give it a name, happiness. But it's really just a change in the feeling of suffering or pain. And so then if it were actual happiness, then it should stay as happiness. It should be able to... If the causes could stay, then it would remain as happiness, and that would be actual happiness. But in fact, it changes into feelings of pain or suffering or discomfort, however you want to think of it. So then that's not, that's the way happiness is in when we're in cyclic existence, when we're in samsara, when we're caught in samsara, then that's what happiness is. It's just sort of that kind of not real happiness is the idea. So it's because of this feeling of happiness that we then get involved in a lot of actions that are, have, well, what do we say, non-virtuous karma or simply bad karma. And so then pointing out that happiness is not real happiness and seeing it in the context of being, you know, just changing into unhappiness and suffering and discomfort, then that what is being said by pointing that out is don't get so attached to it. So don't go after it, you know, don't crave it. Okay. And so then when you get these feelings of happiness, if you then cannot, you know, grasp or crave it, and see it for what it is, that it's just a very temporary situation that's going to change, right? Then you you don't have so much attachment or craving for it. So it's very important not to sort of like what do you say, focus on it maybe, or get involved our minds so much in it. It's just like the idea is that both happiness and suffering are a great concern for us. We're just constantly, you know, if we're unhappy, then we're trying to get happier, and if we're happy, we're trying to leave, you know, make it so that we're always that way, and we get very much involved with it. So then we're sort of like very happy, and then we're very sad. We sort of go back and forth between the two, and as a result of that. And so the ideal that we're looking for is to have sort of a balance of impartiality about the two, just sort of be able to step back, and I guess we call it kind of like a, you know, just see, have an, well, it's really an impartial attitude, and another way of thinking of it is be equanimous, or have some equanimity about suffering and happiness. I think somebody just arrived on the scene. So then, Pungyur Chembo, and maybe I'm not quite sure how to translate that one word, but we're supposed to have Pungyur
Chambur.
Oh yeah, don't let your mind be so able to quickly change from one attitude to another attitude. You have a sort of the phrase is keep the mind, don't let the mind get clouded, keep the mind pure. And then Semgi Namjang Nyopa Me.
Yeah. Yeah,
so the idea is that whatever happens to your mind, whether it's happiness or unhappiness, then you don't let it disturb your mind. You just sort of keep a very even, balanced attitude and without... without getting stirred up.
What do you do? That do you do? Then, do you do it? Do you do it? You do it. Kevin, do you do it? That Diko do what it's in raw. Some tongue in one in it. Go to me, the dog, go to me, the kanga hako. You do it, the article, the washing jacket. Kevin, do you do it? Lay the new one. You must get you on the less and the social around me. Lose a lungy or a pungus lungy or a mean a me, loo, me, sorrow, me, send me, and bushy chilegora. Tendu net and drill loo, telepag with some loo, sorrow, and bushy legra. Nyo in the nyo yida yida tico. Loo lia corante, to do yon air to the lingora. The other domain yongo, you and a maybe now a nachi, loose, and so that is a leisure. There's a panto at a never jet in your head and that loo diungora, pungu diungora, or the pungu delia.
So we're talking about the three types of suffering. One is the suffering of, the first one was the suffering of pain, the obvious suffering that we don't really have to think about that. That's something we don't want. That's the feeling of suffering. We have the suffering of change, which we're just talking about, as that's the feeling of happiness. That's not really so important. We can get the idea that we shouldn't be so craving this kind of the happiness of cyclic existence. But then the deepest one, the most serious one, also the most profound one, is the third one, which is this pervasive suffering of conditionality, which means that through our afflictions, our hostility and attachment and so forth, We involve ourselves in actions, either virtuous or non-virtuous. We collect karma, that means. And then as a result of that, we're under the power of the consequence of our actions, and we're going to necessarily always take some kind of a lifetime, okay, through the power of those. We're going to have, we can be reborn as an animal, we could be reborn as a human, we could be reborn as a deity. But once we're reborn, okay, once we're reborn under the influence of those two causes, our afflictions and our karma, then we immediately are caught in this situation where we're going to either be experiencing happiness or suffering. We get all the our body and mind, if you like, is designed for that. It's just designed for pursuing happiness and suffering, but it's all under the influence of. It's all because we were brought into this situation under the influence of our afflictions and our karma. So then, So then what is being shown in with this third suffering is that the, you know, the only way to get out of this situation is to be completely liberated from our the bonds of our karma and our afflictions.
Mm. And then you are not to understand me to me, so that I'm not a hakwe, mancha hakwe. Oh, there's some lutani. Oh, there. Run around, never share. You move Shaman to some tea on the less around, never pumped the lynch and drug where the Kora did to make you run his Asia. Then one day you do the change, you need you the mayor, so not called mayor, chugger is some jet. To make some cause to make a little tender younger. One day I would remember something. Never saw a decision at the touch chain, Tanda, but the Kiwa Tom and Tanda Yonger, Tanda Kazuba the Tabor, Tedder, Penny or Dadison. To me, our hack was to make tender lot shooting younger. To make tender the Tarbatan is Rosavara. To make a tender Rosham Singura. He was not that to make duty carrying us. To never swear your mother. Did you carry the condition where it is some of the other? Then Kunjun said the younger.
So once we then are thinking of, about how we're caught in, well, if we think about suffering, we can think about it in many different ways. Okay, there's the eight types of suffering, the six types of sufferings, there's the three types of sufferings, and that's the sufferings, the individual sufferings in each of the different kinds of rebirths that we can attain, humans and so forth. But if we actually thought about those, we can sort of understand, that the situation is not, it's easy for us to understand that it's not a good situation. But thinking about when we're thinking about it more deeply in terms of the actual causes of suffering, okay, then when we think about this suffering that's caused by our, if we think about suffering it's through thinking about suffering that then we develop a wish to be free of suffering, okay, that's the importance of contemplating suffering. We get some kind of a desire to get out of suffering. And then in order to get out of suffering, we have to consider what the causes of suffering are. And so when we look at the causes, then we understand it's this karma and afflictions, okay, that's causing, that's at the basis of our suffering.
Kowe ne lu longju tezu kanga dunga dimbarwa le da nyumu bwa ndoko tezu nyoye tendo le tiyora o te le dunga dimbas kiyora.
So when we talk about the truth of suffering, we're talking about the place we're in, the body we have, and the resources we're using, all of that is suffering. All of that is considered suffering, and because once we have we're reborn into a situation through the influence of our karma and our afflictions, then we have this situation where we're only going to experience suffering in that way, because of that.
So
then in the Four Noble Truths, that's the truth of suffering, and then no matter what life we're in, whether it's the whatever the place, whatever, the place that we are in whatever type of lifetime, the body that we have, the resources that we have, all of these are true sufferings, regardless of what life we're in. And then, so the Buddha is pointing out this is the truth of suffering. Then he pointed out that the causes of this are the truth of the origins of suffering, and the causes are then that through not knowing the reality of ourselves, and through not knowing the reality of ourselves and other things and other beings, the and how they actually are, then we get involved this brings us into this creates the other afflictions. There's all sorts of different afflictions, and then through those afflictions we get involved in actions, and then it's through these actions, then the result of which is called karma, okay? It's through that karma then that we get born into or take birth into different situations that only bring us suffering.
Oh yeah. Da ko kunjun de mari she tsu de da de nyamo de zo me wa so ya yore yo ma de sam tang yo ra gyu de de yin ba she da gyu de me wa so na de de me wa sha ra o gyu de go gyu yo de sin de lam ba be tem ba wo s ka re sin na yo sa nyamo yo sa tsa wa de ngar jin gi yo ga ra ta dun je ba ge ra wa ba ta yo ban che ni nga ye se de ke shin bu se yo ra in de ten de nam ji so so le ta de ya ge nga sam sa da shen la pa ta de ya ge ta da de ni ya ta dun je ba ra wa ge Then the river is my wrong when you want to be the Batiki or Shigura, Nemokangatam Yura. The end, wrong with Tom, never come the lamb to come gores. It is sore. The thing in the Medawa, this case in Jurassic Medawa, and the Tom ever. Or the Comgaina, and then Nemoshon Shon do this. A good said do this, Gera.
So then, the Buddha. Then the question comes up, well, can we eliminate these causes? So the Buddha taught the truth of the path as the way to eliminate these causes, the principal cause being the afflictions then. And the afflictions then are based on this conception of self, a misconception of how the self exists as an independent entity, okay? We think of ourselves as being independent and others and so forth, or everything. We think of having its own independent existence. And this is the very basis of our... that's the very basis of us then getting involved in the afflictions. The afflictions are then based on that kind of a thought. So then... As a countermeasure or antidote to that kind of way of thinking, then the Buddha taught selflessness or the non-existence of that particular of the self that it seems to exist in that way, the mistaken self, the non-existence of the impossible self. It couldn't possibly exist in that way, and so somebody translates it that way. It's just sort of, and then also thinking about impermanence. Impermanence is another way to sort of get at that mistaken way of thinking that's at the basis of our afflictions and therefore the cause of our suffering.
Lam dendi siora, o dendi ko simle nam jung aran jo samlo nalia, na si jo sam pinge ma yo tanda yo mau ba dengi endis, ngo ba kanga chu kona rawa gitay dengi endis songiora, o ti da ani ti mares ko jo den kengi tanda ya, chigi tanda ya chu ko jo den keng le tuan ite giora, ko tanda chi na ko tanda chi juan nang juan kanga le tuan ne ya sun bishi te ya ku dwa. Sa keji 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 ki kun gyur denge, gyur den genge cho ni ya kye yung kishir es. Tien du rangwa wache kawa yo res, zugu zugu sa chay ni nye yo bishi yo ma res. Di samlu di lingi wa tang bina ni ya, kondu da nga jay da chado da chi, shensha ngubu la chakwa ta la chakwa to chung du ya ra. O di nyingbu ya da me ba, tab den shirab ni ka. Ani chamba ta nying ji shen le fa ta ta di su su kye chung bu, shen kye chung di tindu ma re. Shenla ya chamba da, tsewa da, tezu me te, tabne shirib niga, yaru yaru taane, ni nyomu da maa chung dogo da.
So, this is what Buddha called the truth of the path, okay, the truth of, or true paths. And what that means is that the self does not exist in that way that we think itself existing. It couldn't ever exist as an independent entity. The self, there is a way that the self does exist, and that's how, as a dependent entity. It's dependent upon all these causes and conditions that bring it into existence, and constantly it's like a nexus of all these different causes and conditions that are constantly supporting it, and it's a dependent arising, and it's through then thinking of the self as an if the self did have this kind of independent existence, okay, that we think it has, then it should be findable. It should be there when we examine and look for it. But we can't find anything when we analyze, is the self there? The self in this sense, the self being an independent, is that independent self that we think is there? Is it there? And we can't find it. And we can't find anything, okay? So then, that doesn't mean that the self doesn't exist. The self exists as this dependent entity. And in that way, when we think along those lines, then we and also develop, that's called developing wisdom. We develop wisdom, and then we can also develop compassionate method based on that way of thinking, where others then become more important than the self, right? And through cultivating those two ideas of, you know, the lack of such a self and compassionate method, then the afflictions actually start to reduce. They become less powerful. They lose their power, and gradually they lose their power more and more.
Oh yeah, that's what I call dunghe di ngwa shen bache. Dunghe ju le da nyamu ni tse ra. Di se ju yore yo mar, oh nyamu se ju yore, kare se nyamu dang zin tu zu sambo na shi ngwe yu ne su ma re, di nor de yore, sambo nung tu re. Ngwene di ha kuna me ba sotu gu re. Di yin di ku dunghe ju di se ju yore, di le tarba su yore. Dunghe ju nyamu se be se ba tili ya. Nyamu se nyur 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 dan tabal nyer nyer tu gu yore. Nyamu se su na, nyamu wangi shiwa di su ni le sa yo mar wa. O di ni kwa le tan du wore, se tarba su di. Dunghe di ju nyamu se be se ba, nyamu pangbe pangbe di le tarba. Di top je ju kare su na, di ni dame toba se se, tenpa shi kwa na sungu duwa. Da dili jeba chene, tenri yana chungi kwa na kwa kwa dang, do dang, samru dang gura. O di chigla jiba chete ne.
So you have the truth of suffering, and you have the truth of the causes of suffering, the origins of suffering, which are our afflictions, and then the afflictions motivate our actions, and so then that is the cause of our suffering. And then you have this truth of the path of suffering, where so the truth of the path that eliminates suffering, and then that is where we're meditating on or cultivating this attitude of the self that we are and you know, we are misconceiving as existing in a certain way as being independent, does not exist. And through constantly cultivating that, we oppose the afflictions that are the cause of us being reborn into cyclic existence. And eventually, what we come to is we completely eliminate the afflictions and are no longer collecting the karma that's driven by those afflictions. And we're attaining a state of freedom from those, okay? Freedom from the afflictions and karma. That state of freedom from the afflictions of karma is then called liberation. It's a true cessation. It's the truth of cessation. It's the fourth truth. So you have the truth of truth of suffering, truth of the truth of the origins of suffering. I think we usually use that word. Then the truth of the path to eliminating suffering, and then or truth to the path of the cessation of suffering, as you usually say, and then the cessation, the truth of the cessation of suffering.
Well, that's all about my mind. Then, Tarva Tony, you look at the Sora. Namda, somebody is drunk by the way. Namda, somebody is drunk by the Tarva to the Lamdi Shagarada. Don't let Tarva Tony look here sooner, that Tarva Shaguna, Kandisha Rissina. Namda, somebody is drunk by his. Then the Nijung is somebody left. Number that was some of your quality, Tarva Tom, you look at the town, yes, or Namda, somebody. And it turned that she's in Paris and we. Duke Duinaco. The machine of a car combina, Tambata, she shinky cones, yora, tend the season by shimby. Then there's also the table of two by Nimbus of a singles. Suit him the she song, say. Make it chupang with suit him the she song, Susan Taban, Tombatin, that demember Tombata Ungura, Kelonka, Kenny Karin, and good. Number somebody, Tambay, tend the season by shimby. Then there's also the table of two by Nimbus of a singles. Then there's our day, she day. So that the shallet so up on the tombatter, Tim did it. Oh, Tim did she's on the children you love as Dingle and it things in the lava. Then she love you love and me that don't want a miller sober to the gang of Congress. That is not Tim de Co, she's such a double. Tim de Yona, then a megachun is marrying and a simple little chassar that young day should I know you there. Anything is me that don't want a music comnaco assembly up which is down to be ora. This anything love some combalatene. Metatunga don't amulet over, Sudim Shison, and then Metatunga don't amulet over, come the shirap, or tell the thing is a temple shakona, and the Tarbato Grace, the Shagdo.
So then, the sixth verse there in your handout that pure thought produces the great conscientiousness of mindfulness and introspection. Pure thought here means that. Where you have the determination to be free of cyclic existence, just that, and that's what we were talking about previously. Then with a mind of great conscientiousness of mindfulness and introspection, may I accomplish this by this means the essence of the individual vow, which is the root of the doctrine. Here. When we're talking about the individual vow, there's many different vows, but essentially it means we were talking about before, is to avoid the 10 non-virtuous actions, non-virtuous karma. And once you're avoiding those 10 non-virtuous actions, then there are other vows and so forth, but that is called ethical discipline. Then ethical discipline forms the basis of one's practice. That what happens is when you have a good ethical discipline, then the mind becomes very subdued or quiet and calm, and not stirred up or disturbed. So then. Once you have that as a basis, that's called usually the training in ethical discipline. Then you can go into the training in and meditative stabilization, where your meditation where your meditation becomes very strong, the focused concentration. And then what you're concentrating on is this wisdom that knows the selflessness and impermanence and the various aspects of the Four Noble Truths. Then through those three, they're called the three trainings of ethical discipline, meditative stabilization, and wisdom. And through those three trainings, through practicing those, one attains liberation. So, there's a verse that again I was quoting, but the meaning of the verse is that our ethical discipline is then like the earth. Okay, once you set the earth of ethical discipline, then you can, any kind of good qualities can grow in that earth, and so then. Once you prepare that earth, so all the good qualities of like meditative stabilization and wisdom and so forth, they all can grow well in that earth of that basis. In Tibetan, they use the word sashi. It's really an earth basis, you know, sort of like that foundation and an earth basis for the other good qualities.
Mm. Oh yeah. Mm.
So then when it's talking about in this line the conscientiousness, the great conscientiousness, mindfulness and introspection, it's talking about how for any work, really, I mean, anything we're doing, even just to walk down the path, walk down the road, you have to have these qualities of being very concentrated, not forgetting what you're doing, what you're, in our case, what you're focused on, and then you need this quality of introspection, which. Another way is vigilance. Another way of thinking that is vigilance is that you're always being careful to see if you're forgetting what you're concentrating on or not. You have to always have this kind of monitoring of introspection vigilance. And then you have to be very careful about what you need and be very conscientious and take great care. And that's what that word conscientiousness means, that you have those three all the time, whatever work you're doing, whatever virtuous deed or whatever undertaking you have, you have to have these three. It's described in the scriptures for how a monastic, a monk or a nun has to walk down the path, they have to be very conscientious about walking and not let their, you know, in general, we're probably would let our attention wander here and there, but they're very conscientious about, you know, exactly what they're doing, and very mindful, and being vigilant that their mind is not, their focus or their mind is not wandering here and there. Example of somebody who didn't do that was a very famous geisha we had, who was a very good scholar, excellent scholar, and he'd been assigned to go we didn't have, you know, running water in the monastery in Tibet, so then he had to go out and get some water, and, you know, carrying buckets, and he was just sort of going down, walking down the path and to the watering place, and he just sort of got lost in his thoughts, thinking about what he was studying and you know, focused on it. And he ended up some place way down below where the watering place was. And he just sort of he suddenly walked, and he had to walk all the way back. He was like completely off.
Therefore,
So that's the practice for a path. That's for the practice shared with a person in medium capacity, where they're seeking to just get completely out from under the influence of their karma and their afflictions, and seeking liberation, and that's the practice for a person of meeting capacity. Now we're going on to the next, which would be the stage of the path for a person of great capacity.
We
use the word, you see in the middle there in that second column, the stage of the path shared with a person of great capacity, of meeting capacity. This indicates that the person of great capacity also has to share this path. Okay, they have to have this path of contemplating the true path. What do you say? The Four Noble Truths and all the different aspects of the Four Noble Truths, and developing the wish to get free of cyclic existence. Somebody who's exclusively practicing the practices for a person of medium capacity, then their aim is to just get liberated. But a person of great capacity just doesn't share that. Okay, they don't share this exclusive goal of just getting liberated. But they share
everything else. Nyenda nyidule sobat, so sama kiawa thoma bhavanda do, so do degi varay samje, shenda tene kwa korna kulu tunge nartan dalu samlu tangarwa. Te samlu tangdo rani sesu lunga cheshi to maju dhuwa gunja tenda wasa. So su kasi nga zulab sarwa kiwa nga ma peti mangu, chima yungju mangu chi nga sidu sende kye ne tsongruya memba chi samlu tangu resa. Te de kiwa nga ma chima zidu pe pada ma da nye nye du. But kanga chizo de simja de dhuwa yubi janja ma du yuwa ma ra. Te zulu tene tsoku ya jan redi wara ngu le jena. Rang jinjin, dine pama tsindi pama tsumbe pama simja tamja sige wara. Rangi sizu luwa chishi du, ma yun dhuwa gunja tenra wa. Rang la katin shindu shiwe, mara gyuba, para gyuba, nindu gyuba, zawar gyuba, zamur gyuba, ta kanga cha gyure. Ma di tso pe jinjin bu yinba te jikten yonra suza tiki cha rwa. Shien sosu karili ya te meba kaayu ne, dina shi kanga gyure sambura. Ma yun dhuwa gunja tenra wa. Tone dhuwa dhuwa kuri gyuwe. Gwa simjian duzu tsangmaya, pamar gyuwa simjian duzu tsangmaya, kuwa le choya dan nyumu nyuru tanya ke tabshi di che gugu duzu samgye wara. Duwa duwa kuri gyuwa chanju simjian juma chingilu se. Simjian tamjian dunga de trawar chaya che do, nye zogba sangye ji kubang tuwa chigi yor. Nga ra kyun kunse yun de kunde, sangbu dan shen yun niga tarchiba chigi yin. Di che tumne kunzu le tine pendo lapshinba che tu kure samjian. Sangye ji kubang tuwa duke chanju simjian gu yora.
So then the next verse would be verse 7. When you have this wish to get out of cyclic existence and you desire to get out of it, you have a strong desire to get out of it, then you understand that actually all beings are in this same situation as I am, and then how could I leave them in this situation of being under the power, you know, suffering and being under the power of their karma and their affliction. So, but then you turn to the developing this attitude, which we call the altruistic spirit of enlightenment, this altruistic intention to attain highest enlightenment for the sake of all living beings. And so what that is, when you look at the verse here, it says, having seen that all beings, my kind mothers, have fallen, like myself, into the ocean of existence. Here, you have to take the perspective that we've been talking about over these past 2 days, that we're not just this self and you know, confined to this one lifetime, that there's been a beginningless number of lifetimes for us over up to now. And then we will have many lifetimes in the future. So then, during that time and previously, we're in every relationship with all living beings. It had no beginning, there was no lifetime that we couldn't be dependent or relating to, dependent on and relating to other beings that for our very life. And in that situation, the beings that we were depending on, especially were those close to us, like our father, our mother, our friends, our relatives, sisters, brothers. So here it specifically says, thinking of all those beings as being in a relationship to us as mother. It can be any close relationship where in the world mothers are thought to be, are generally renowned to be the kindest of relationships to us. So then that's why mother is, but you can choose whatever relation, you can think of beings as being in any relationship that you think is being the kindest to you. And then, so all of them have fallen, like myself, into this ocean of cyclic existence. Then may I practice the pure altruist, it means to like generate this attitude of this altruistic attitude of the spirit of enlightenment, that where you understand that the only way you're going to help all beings to be free of their karma and their affliction is to be most effective at doing that is to attain the highest enlightenment of Buddhahood yourself. So then you're aspiring to attain that highest enlightenment for the sake of all beings.
Oh yeah, that Janju sem kitsu deloko niyora. Sanje che tene chijun chamba gumbul song tene pabatomi che tan jigra 어디네 마이 주시에 그 존재 내가 되니 삼을 다니 자주 좋습니다 주시에 야 사제다 잠배 양다 고블루두다 되네 마이 주시에야 딱신 냠지 권에 샘께서 샘께서 들으니 오비스
Then there's two ways of developing the spirit of enlightenment. One was handed down through by the Buddha through his disciple Maitreya, and then from Maitreya to Asanga and so forth. That lineage of that particular way of developing the spirit of enlightenment was known as the sevenfold cause and effect instructions of the sevenfold cause and effect instructions, and then the other method was handed down through by the Buddha through his disciple Manjushri and then to Nagarjuna and so forth down through that lineage, and that was known as the exchange of self and other. We use the word exchange of self and other.
So the sendi mal samta dig tare janja mare kya thang me bal so so ma che yore samja ta dina shi o simje chaw nga ma ne ma shi jire dinga ma dinga ma dinga ma o simje sama ge dina shi ge ngal ka di chim che yore ma che yore pa che yore kari ne ne ni du jure ma jure chi yo mar da o di ka le tin shim bu chang yore sendi ma ge tin chang ba na shi tin chim bu re sam tin de o tilen je bu re so so chi bu samta ne dig mar sendi pa ma le Tilinchi, Maja Susi Busamutan, Digmaritin, as you can get chickberry. Tijipin and one machine bomato. Jonama Pamakawa, your Tanta Kawaka, little Kanshiro. Oh, dear, the good marshy, but tin temper. Tilinchi, I would raise some. Tin so. Only young chamber. Tinakanga sent him managing you to Umbutu with Tanta Nazu. Couldn't you meet and share a cajani? Condu send me to Dujay, some Tambuneba, Dujara Tangua. Cajet Cocarine, Sadona, she patches him, Kazig Maro. Cajet, oh, did touch him, be sure you have been some Tangura. Oh, didn't you move? Congressi, where is a marriage, she but tinted and but tin so. And the young chamba. A young chamba, yes, son. That's also Dungan, she called not really some lutana to get a tender ticket, a new ticket. Oh, then you don't get a travel of what you would some somewhat cool yoda. Then you don't get a travel set, you don't get Sanjay Jacoban to what you in some bed. Send the key to yoda. You just with you two and Jebuch and you should send you a chamber. You want to get a lamb, Marcy Tinder tins with you, Gora. You don't want to get a dahlia.
Practice of the sevenfold. Instructions of sevenfold instructions, right? Is that what it is? Junjai Menga
Jun.
Sevenfold instructions. The sevenfold instructions, then cause and effect instructions. if you think about how all beings are. At one point, if we think about our mother, how valuable, how dear our mother has been to us in this lifetime, then it's not only the mother of this lifetime. She's been our mother in many lifetimes before us. And then, if we think about how we needed a mother and a mother and so forth, and beginningless lifetimes into the past, then every being has been our mother. So that we recognize that every being is our mother. We just don't recognize, we don't see them as our mother. We forgot, oh, you're my mother. But then the purpose is the first step is to see everybody as your mother. And then And then when we think about the kindness of our mother in this lifetime, then we can then look back at that all beings then have been kind to us like our mother has in this lifetime. And then just like in this lifetime, it would be inappropriate for us to not be grateful and return, you know, what is, if it's really grateful for the kindness of our mother, and we usually use the word return the kindness of our mother, to do something, to do our best to return the kindness of our mother. So it, that the third step is then, it would be inappropriate to do that for all beings. We have to return the kindness of all beings. And then but we can't just do that for beings who we think of as, you know, close to us, and the, usually we think of as, you know, we like those who are, we're close to those who we like, and we, some people who we really dislike and are angry with, and we don't like them, and then we could care less about a whole another group of people, because we don't know them, and they're just strangers, and who cares, you know? Sort of think of them as, you know, sort of like movable objects, you know, that we don't really need in our lives. But the idea is that all of them are equally kind to us. And so we see all beings, whether they're close or distant or, you know, just sort of unfamiliar to us, then we see them all as equal. And once we have that attitude towards of impartiality towards all beings, and seeing them as all, and being grateful and wanting to return their kindness, then the natural outcome of that is to have a kind of affectionate love for all beings. It just arises from that, those three causes, and then. from that, then we want to free them from any kind of suffering or difficulty that they're experiencing. And Ninja Bardu Lepsa.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tanga Nini got to us. Joshua Tunga. That's it. Marshit did it, so you always have a Ninja Bardu. And then how some draw. Teach you that to get a draw at the Nay Chegu, and another chet where never your marriage. Not you can say top the sheet of Niga Tarsim Bessiana, and the Western Bachelor, and then you're over to where some you are. How some chet. And it's on you, Sandra, teacher. To make the Java Dagacha. Janicimaro, Java Jurje, Java Dagacha, Locom Gongom Jarchen. Teacher to condition chicken bachelor, Tatanga, somebody said to Marina, and I can go say, you're not going to get concise in your singing Sanjay. Oh, teachers on it to grace. Never Sanjay, you are it. I mean, Sanjay, you go on to a chavis, and change you, Sam Cigara.
So then, the next step would be to develop what's known as a wholehearted resolve, where you're making the resolve that I will then it comes in three steps. You sort of say, oh, wouldn't it be nice if I could help all beings to be free of their suffering and have happiness, and then may that come to be. And then the third step would be then I will do it myself. You have this strong sense of resolve that you're going to yourself free all beings, and then you check, well, do I have this ability or not? And the idea, well, no, I don't have the ability to do it, even though I have this this wholehearted resolve to do so. Who does? The Buddha, a Buddha. So then you resolve to become a Buddha, to reach highest enlightenment for the sake of all living beings.
Oh, yeah. Kangbaji gyabi yina, kangbaji yangazu kale yin, kangbaji gyabi shimbiri tang budu yuwa marwa. Ta mizu samlita o, da se soza kangbaji gyabi yin samlita lo su, tene chik saye tong ye shinga tabi ye su, kanga su, duklo kong ye su, chik chayarwa. Mi shanda chik rogwa chike menu, sozu chik buji shingna singli ya, kye na tene co tupki marwa lalwa. Tengdu rabji na nye nyamdo sa ching sum shinga tu nyamdo sa ching chik chile rogwa ra shen rogwa dwa. Ki yin de ko, tinten khebar chik samlita tu sozu saye tong ye, kong ye, de ya, Pamada in the Yakana Kesha, some love chicket chili love chili, Kanga tension brace yora. Chicket chicanga chi, some retention, and me chito, legacy or chill panto, I should legacy or a milk or acid and a legacy yora. So the coaching day cabbages, some are tradition brace. Chita mo chisha or dig chicks do the young as a killing marde in a yabudo. Cocker's yorsena. Never my yena panto or race yora. Never my yena. But dear panto, what is carries on the social leg at the church over. The things I did, Denver do something at the Ukerevatindua, something bamsha, chigidua, the dagge your marwa. Then as the little stair, Chilo do a mirage, Kajumaja, Kap Chichan, and so you are your marwa. So never my yena, dear panto, when I see race, Sigidua, you serve. Today some little time to Kanga, Tin Shambu, me, Shandaga, Tin Litten around so they get you. Kanga.
So, in general, we're talking about the kindness of the mother, but in general, all beings have been are kind to us. Whatever lifetime we've been born into, we can't really survive without the kindness of others. For instance, if we're sort of dropped into a, what is that? We somehow grew up in a forest. You know, we would have to somehow associate with others in order to we'd have to group together with others in order to survive in a forest, and then we'd to build a house and to you know plant fields and to grow vegetables and to have all the you know the necessities that we need within the house and so forth. All of this depends on others. It's all in the kindness of others. We can think, well, they're just, others are working to do this, to get money for themselves or to survive themselves, but they're choosing the career and the work that they're doing is really to help. They couldn't do it unless it was somehow a benefit to others. So it's like a everybody is working together for the benefit of everything that we have. Our survival is through the kindness of others, and then there's one view expressed by in general we don't follow this one kind of tenet system of the Bhaisaka, but they have this idea that not harming, you know, is help. You know, that others that not harming, and now you get this sort of, it's sort of appropriate for nowadays because we have you know these, I guess we call them terrorists, right? People doing terrible things and causing all sorts of problems to others. That everybody is not doing this is a kind of kindness. You know that it's a kindness to us, the not harm.
Oh yeah, did you? That one that did you miss one? Oh, Marci Tintin Dirwa. That you go to Nashimari, Kyongama Yuva Yena, Kyochima Yuva Yena, Simjatanja Marjuba Parjuba. Tachusarwa, Tinga machine with Tinga machine, a machine guru. That young as you came in, could dig as a share of your marrow. Young as you care in Shinja de Lias and Jetam Japar, you by Tinga Marshebaco, Yungudua, Tugudua.
So, this kind of approach to developing the spirit of enlightenment works well for somebody who accepts that there are former lives, okay? If in the former lifetime, all beings would then be in some situation of being helpful to us, but if you don't accept former lifetimes, then it's a different situation.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's what I'm just saying. 소소 대환 되려 동해 면도 봐 소화지도 와서 대화 가리네 관계 두부치기나 어딘가 먹었어 어 가리이나 고스 요제 상마 잡분이 상마하게 전에 다데 고선들이 지어라 될 남이 쇼시메세 동해 처음사 면도 지어라 소화지도 와 어디나시 조조아레 거레 거레 강가리아 상그라 라 대환 되려 동해 면도 봐 소화디나시 셴 상마 소소데 찍버레 고 가리이나 이 소화맹게서 사도나시 마르와 라나시 찍버요라 자고 라 대환 되려 동해 면도 봐 나시 지 상마 대환 되려 동해 면도 봐 자레
So then, in the other method of exchanging self or exchanging self and other begins with an idea of equalizing self and other, and the equalizing of self and others, where we recognize that we have this kind of feeling of only wanting. We just want happiness and don't want any kind of suffering, any kind of difficulty. This is the very basic feeling we have. Then if we, instead of thinking of others as just sort of having, you know, a neglectful attitude that basically is like thinking of them as being like made of stone or something, then they also have this same kind of feeling that we have, that they just want happiness and don't want suffering. They're completely equal to us in this sense. So then it's important to then recognize that that just like I want happiness, don't want suffering, all these beings, every single being in existence wants happiness and doesn't one suffering, we're just the same in this sense. And then instead of neglecting their happiness and not caring about their suffering, then we through this we form a basis for, just like I care about it for myself, I care about the suffering and happiness of all
beings. Kanga chikbare diyora, ina soso ke cheshiwe tseche, soso tiondali ya dewa chubye da kanga seya tiondali, shenle tsawa che na oeban chawishi. Ko ke shunjur ke marangal pen tona konzo, seya kuna, seya karche kuna, kyakzi shen gogo tan shesam giyora, o didi mandibare isi gora, tili teni kyoan kanga yungu yore. Tente chene yungu yune, kena kiawa toma mewa na tanda padu, nga samsa pe tima da samji me, soso kyanjan pe ke cheshiwe tse ni tente che yungbare. Tanda duga jang tikwa sa lenge basa dunga jang nyongche yungu ware sige wara. Odi yindu zang ko, ta te samlo koran cheba jap. Rwa, takshin chesho. Tanda pata kiran soso samlo ta kaya chesho tse shenda kaya chenju yin san te denpa maare. Kinte yina miga samlo ko, nga kaya chesho yin kiran kaya maare. Kiran seya na digiri, tum na digiri, karicha na digiri se na di ngan tsuyugu maarwa, denpa maarwa. Odi yindu ko, karisira ya.
Then up to now we've been involved in what we call well, we have this idea of grasping to ourselves, this concept of self, and straight, very strong grasping at self, and then through that, then we think that we're very important. Okay, we're the most important thing. It doesn't really matter. Others, you know, what we do to others, you know, if we happen to hurt them, it doesn't really matter. You know, if we deceive them or use them for our purpose, the most important thing is me, you know, that I'm happy, and so then we use others for our own happiness. But that then that kind of a feeling is not exactly in tune with reality, because others, others must be feeling the same way about us. You know, it doesn't really matter, but do we feel that it doesn't really matter about our own happiness and suffering? So then, this, the idea is that the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas actually reoriented themselves to, instead of thinking about themselves neglecting others, they changed, they reoriented that so that they're not so much thinking about themselves, but they're only thinking about others. So they changed the orientation of their mind to only thinking about others, and look at how happy they are. And if we look at how, if we've been always focused on ourselves and making ourselves most important up from beginningless time up to now, and where has it gotten us? It hasn't gotten us to the happiness that we're thinking that we're going to get in that way. So then it's important for us to understand that this is the exchange of, when we say exchange of self and other, it means that we're reorienting ourselves so that we, instead of valuing ourselves, we value others. And instead of neglecting others, this is where it doesn't work in English. We're not exactly neglecting ourselves, but we're just not emphasizing ourselves so much. We're thinking of others.
Shukshir shi chur tangura, takshin chibu jaya samtangura. Ani sem kye ne, sem jaya shenda dunga da chayar saa.